In the middle of Simen Samach Vav, we're up to Seif Ches. It says the Mechaber Tzarech Lismoch Geula L'Tfila. You have to do Smichas Geula L'Tfila. You have to say Goal Yisrael and go straight into davening. Shmon Esrei. V'lo Yafsik La'achash Amar Goal Yisrael Rakim Eru Ones Shelo Hiniach Tfilin V'Nizdamu Lo Bein Geula L'Tfila. The only time you're allowed to be Mafsik in any way is if you didn't have Tfilin before you started davening Shmon Esrei, and you said Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then you see someone's bringing you a pair of tefillin, so then Miniach Oz V'lo Yivarech Aleihem Ad Achar Shiyispal. Then you can put them on, and you don't make the bracha until after Shmon Esrei is over. Aval Talis Lo Yiniach Oz, but the Talis you can't put on at that point. Now what are we talking about over here? So we're saying that really, when it comes to wearing tefillin, it's shaykh that you have to wear tefillin both for kriyashma and for tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's Zivkad Mem, the metzias was that it was impossible to wait any longer to say kriyashma until you got the tefillin, because the zman was, you know, on its way out, and therefore you had to say kriyashma without the tefillin, even though we say that if you kore kriyashma without tefillin, it's kiyilu meyed edus sheker ba'atzmo. So we try to avoid such a thing. But in the end, if it's because you just don't have the tefillin, not that you're choosing not to wear them, then it's not considered meyed edus sheker ba'atzmo. So you had to say the kriyashma without the tefillin. But now you get the tefillin. Tefillin are also shayach for tefillah. And therefore, you're worried that you're going to miss the zman tefillah, so you're about to daven Shmona Esrei also, and then you get the tefillin. So technically, if you were going to miss the zman tefillah, you should also daven Shmona Esrei without the tefillin. But as you're doing it, you get the tefillin. So then you have to put on the tefillin without a bracha and make the bracha later, although we'll see the Ramah disagrees. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a tzarech iyun. Let's say you have a classic case of somebody forgets his tefillin and he goes to the shul. So he has a choice. He can either daven Shmon Esrei, Shman Shmon Esrei without tefillin with the tzibur and be yotzi davening with a minion. Or he can wait until somebody else has finished davening, then borrow that person's tefillin, and then say Birchas Kriyas Shma and Shmon Esrei with tefillin on. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the psak of the Magen Avraham is better to miss tefillah b'tzibur, borrow the tefillin after someone else has finished davening, and that way you'll be able to say Kriyas Shma and Shmon Esrei with tefillin on. That's generally the minig that's accepted by many, although there are others who will daven without the tefillin in order to get tefillah b'tzibur, rather than get Kriyas Shma and tefillah with tefillin on. So then we said that, so going back to the Shulchan Aruch, so we said you're not allowed to make a bracha on the talis, because, and you're not allowed to put the talis on even, because that sitting and waiting is considered a hefsek while you're putting on the tefillin. Even though you're not actually speaking any words, it's still considered a problem to sit and wait and do other things after you already said Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. So it's enough of a hefsek to actually put on a talis, and even though you're not making the bracha at that point, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to put on the talis, only put on the tefillin. Vim ad shelo amar Gal Yisrael nizdam lo talis and tefillin. Or you haven't said Gal Yisrael yet, meaning you haven't said Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. You're up to the middle of Micha Moch or something like that, then you get the talis and tefillin. Manicham velo yivarech aleihem ad achar tefillah. You put them on, and you don't make the bracha on them until after tefillah, because, again, you're still the emtza haperek, and you're not really supposed to make the bracha on the talis and tefillin, which is not essential to the mitzvah of talis and tefillin, and it's not essential to your davening. Therefore, you shouldn't make the bracha at that time. However, the Ramah here disagreed, and his v'yesh omrim kodim gal yisrael yivarech al tefillin. Obviously, between gal yisrael and Shmon Esrei, you don't make the bracha on the tefillin. But before you say the Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael, you do make the bracha on the tefillin. V'hachi nohug, and this is the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz. And the Mishnah Berurah just points out a couple of ha'aras. He says, first of all, you're not going to make the bracha of Al Mitzvah's tefillin. You're only going to make the bracha of Lehaniach tefillin, because that's considered essential according to all poskim. And whether or not we make a bracha of Al Mitzvah's tefillin is not essential according to many poskim. And therefore, you can rely on the das of those poskim who say that you're not supposed to make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin at all. In a case here, we're just trying to make the minimum bracha. And kol shekein, you wouldn't say baruch shem kavod malchus olam v'ed if you made the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. Therefore, you can't be mafsik extra. And then Yeah, and then he says that's an hachinog. The Rama says the Haskamas Achronim is like the Rama.